Now we're going to go out to Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Drew, how's it going, Doc?
It's great. You had a really weird experience the other day, and I described it to Mike. I guess it was yesterday. I described it to Mike, and he went, why? Why are they doing that to him? So help us. What happened?
Well, a couple of things happened that were pretty distressing. I think that you have to remember that Black Lives Matter is not one organization. It's kind of a banner under which all kind of disparate elements are gathering. Some absolutely legitimate, like the mothers of the movement who appeared on stage at the DNC on Tuesday night. You know, all moms who lost their sons to violent encounters with cops. Totally legit. It's a real issue. There are many moms, many African-American, particularly moms, but also Latino moms and some inner-city white moms who fear the cops when their kids go out at night more than they fear the crooks. I mean, but that's a real issue that I totally get. But Black Lives Matter has also become a collecting depot for anybody with a gripe, the revolutionary communists, the anarchists, the new Black Panther Party, other black separatist kinds of movements, more militant. And
is that sort of like Occupy Wall Street was a little bit? I mean, it's
edgier than that. Yeah. It's a little more gritty than that. Hmm. I know them well as well, and they are definitely part of the equation. But what I'm talking about is more on the harder edge. The group that yesterday said that black reporters should come closer to the stage and you white reporters get in the back. And that was one incident that happened. Another one was when I had a couple of incidents.
Are you a white reporter, by the way? How do we qualify you? What do we say?
No, I wasn't on location, but I would have definitely been torn. I didn't know which column to join. They didn't make any accommodation for us in between. The other thing that happened, much more physical, was trying to cover one of the marches in Philly, surrounded by really angry F-Fox, get out of here, Geraldo, you're a sellout, or this or that. I mean, very physical, but I had some security with me, and my brother, was a big guy also. He was there. Craig. And then the other incident that happened is, as I was reporting, someone came up behind me and threw water on me. Huh. And then I turned to confront them physically. I went after them physically. And then there was a brief altercation, and we got separated, and the cops asked us to leave the scene. But these guys believe in freedom of the press only when the press is in their pocket. And it was something that I didn't take lightly, Drew.
And there were chants of shame, I guess, and shame on what? Were they blaming you for the Roger Ailes scandal, or what's the issue?
I'm not exactly sure where the shame was coming from. I barely remember even hearing it. Now you mention it, I do recall it. I guess representing the establishment, the man, Fox News, feeling white America, brown America, black, I don't know what they're... All I know is that this militancy is unfocused, more anarchy than any kind of political movement that I can see, and it really does a disservice adding to the kind of climate that allows some nut job to kill five cops in Dallas and three in Baton Rouge and one the next day in Kansas City and so forth. I think that what it's leading to is a ghetto civil war.
Well, it sounds like there's not a big distance between some of the people you were contending with and the guy who did the shooting.
And if you could have been there, I'm a street guy, and nothing bothers me very much. Back shooting, it bothers me. Someone coming up behind me and cowardly throwing something on me bothers me. But, I'm fairly comfortable in that environment. And I have to tell you that this was some hardcore men of a certain age who were, were snarling in their physicality. In their attempts to intimidate and in the obvious hatred. It was so different than Occupy Wall Street or even the Bernie or Bust benign compared to the crowd that I'm describing. What I'm describing is a real back alley.
Well, it sounds criminal.
You know,
it sounds criminal. Yeah, it's a criminal element.